This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
All right, so about the deal. There are three, maybe four main parts. It runs for 3 years, about $89 billion in total. There will be pension reforms, more pension reforms, I should say, which you should take to mean pension cuts. The VAT, the VAT, the value-added tax, will go from 13 to 23%. And $50 billion worth of Greek state assets, $50 billion worth, that is going to be privatized, will be put into a special fund devoted mostly to debt pay down and a little bit to promoting economic growth. It'll probably pass Parliament, this package will. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has 2 days to get that done. The banks will stay closed in the meanwhile. And it's safe to say the deal is not overwhelmingly popular, certainly not with the political left here, which held a medium-sized rally tonight in front of Parliament. 32-year-old Stavros Panagiotidis was there, holding a banner that said, "Against austerity by all means."
What is happening is the country is not officially a colony, but there are other countries who face it and treat it as if it was a colony. People of Greece, in their very large majority, now treat the European Union as an enemy.
Earlier today, I spoke with Anastasia Jamali. She writes for the Syriza-affiliated paper The Dawn. That is the party of Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. And I asked her, seeing as how the deal that he signed was actually worse than the one that was lost during the referendum, I asked her what the deal means for the Syriza party.
It's a very, very tough deal. It's a product of blackmail. There was no consent by Syriza for such a thing. It goes far beyond our red lines, far beyond our program.
So that's what I don't understand, right? I mean, this is the thing that in the referendum 10 days ago, two-thirds of the country said, nuh-uh.
Exactly.
And here we are.
Here we are, because after, even after the referendum, even after the democratic decision by the people to say no to austerity, the institutions, the EU officials, decided that they don't really care about democracy. They don't really care about the people's will. They don't really care that there is a left-wing, democratically elected government.
But I'm obliged to remind you that your prime minister signed on to this deal.
Our prime minister did his best to avoid the Grexit. And that's all there is to it. He did his best to avoid Grexit. He did his best to keep the country within the Eurozone and within the European Union and put an end to this complete banking asphyxiation that was imposed to us by the creditors.
When you get out there, though, and talk to the people who are waiting in ATM lines like we have the past couple of days, and if you talk to cafe owners, mm-hmm. as we have, they are a mixture of really, really angry and completely resigned and having given up.
Syriza came to power 6 months ago with a motto, "Let's bring back hope." 6 months later, I don't know whether we did. But Syriza has nothing to do with the old political system, with the establishment, with the oligarchs.
Yeah, you can say that now, except your party runs the government, and so you pretty much have to own it,
we
right?
We run the government. We don't have the power. This is what we must achieve. We'll see. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. But at least we'll keep on trying.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.